What Old Johanna Told by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. The wind whistles in the old willow tree. It is as if one were hearing a song. The wind sings it, the tree tells it. If you do not understand it, then ask old Johanna in the poorhouse. She knows about it. She was born here in the parish. Many years ago, when the king's highway still lay along here, the tree was already large and conspicuous. It stood, as it still stands, in front of the tailor's whitewashed timber house, close to the ditch, which then was so large that the cattle could be watered there, and where in the summertime the little peasant boys used to run about naked and paddle in the water. Underneath the tree stood a stone milepost cut from a big rock. Now it is overturned, and a bramble bush grows over it. The new King's Highway was built on the other side of the rich farmer's manor house. The old one became a field path. The ditch became a puddle, overgrown with duckweed. If a frog tumbled down into it, the greenery was parted, and one saw the black water. All around it grew and still grow muscadonna, buckbean, and yellow iris. The tailor's house was old and crooked. The roof was a hotbed for moss and house leek. The dovecot had collapsed, and starlings built their nests there. The swallows hung nest after nest on the house gable and all along beneath the roof. It was just as if luck itself lived there. And once it had. Now, however, this was a lonely and silent place. Here in solitude lived weak-willed poor Rasmus, as they called him. He had been born here. He had played here. Had leaped across meadow and over hedge, had splashed as a child in the ditch, and had climbed up the old tree. The tree would raise its big branches with pride and beauty, just as it raises them yet, but storms had already bent the trunk a little, and time had given it a crack. Wind and weather have since lodged earth in the crack, and there grow grass and greenery. Yes, and even a little serviceberry has planted itself there. When in spring the swallows came, they flew about the tree and the roof and plastered and patched their old nests, while poor Rasmus let his nest stand or fall as it liked. His motto was, "What good will it do?" And it had been his father's, too. He stayed in his home. The swallows flew away, but they always came back, the faithful creatures. The starling flew away, but it returned, too, and whistled its song once again. Once Rasmus had known how. But now he neither whistled nor sang. The wind whistled in the old willow tree then.